Call 870-421-8794 today. Dirtslinger Incorporated is proud of the Lady Panthers and coaches from Norfolk making it to the state tournament. Bring home that championship trophy.
43 years and counting, this is Lorna Dixon at Clark Office Products, and that's how many years we've been your local go-to office supply, furniture, and business machine store in the Twin Lakes area. We've learned a thing or two about making things simple and economical for our customers and about what they deserve to expect when it comes to service. That's why you'll get great pricing, easy ways to order, and fast deliveries. Clark Office Products, earning your trust for over four decades.
Will be Norfolk's basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Rural Special 59-37. This is a second round game here of the Class 1A state tournament, the girls bracket. Winner of this game will advance to the quarterfinals. The game will be Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Here, Ivy McGowan takes inbound pass from Maddie Dillard. Has it between the circles. Ball goes over to Stowers on the right wing. Tried to throw it to Dodson. Pass was well over her head. It goes out of bounds. And Rural Special will get it back on the turnover as we are 11 seconds into this final quarter. Norfolk with the 22-point lead. Coker takes the inbound pass from Carlton. We'll throw it back to Carlton as Norfolk's going with another zone press. But Coker into the front court, and they are able to break it. Ball goes over to Linville on the left wing. She drills down toward the corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Is able to chase down the long rebound. And Rural Special set back up. Ball goes over to Carlton up at the top. Now over the left side to Sutterfield. Sutterfield tried to throw it to Linville. Well, she just, I don't know if she was trying to look to the basket or something, but she just mishandled the pass. It goes out of bounds. And Norfolk gets back on the unforced turnover. McGowan will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Panthers. Throws it over to Stowers on the right wing. Up top to Maddie Dillard. Finds Dodson in the paint. Now over to McGowan. Her pass to Dodson was knocked away, but Rangel's able to get. Throws it over to Stowers. Her three-pointer, good. Kinley Stowers in double figures now with 10 points. Here is Coker trying to get into the front court. She will throw it to Sutterfield, who finally does cross timeline with it. Now Sutterfield finds a Perry on the low, right there in the paint, under the basket for the layup off the glass and in. Bailey Perry now with 4 points. 62-39, Lady Panthers leading it. 6:34 left in the game. McGowan into the front court, dribbles to the right wing. Throws it up top to Stowers. She's going to try another three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Perry for the Lady Rebels. She tries to throw it into the front court. Ball was knocked away, but Coker's able to get it for the Lady Rebels, and Rural Special keep possession. Here is Sutterfield with the ball on the left wing. Now it gives it to Linville, who dribbles to the wing herself. Now Carlton has it near the top. Back over to Linville. Cross court to Carlton. Up top now to Coker. Over to Linville on the left wing. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Marley Dodson for the Lady Panthers. Dodson into the front court. Has the ball between the circles. Gives it to Stowers. Stowers now drills to the top. Throws it over to McGowan on the right side. Down in the corner it goes to Maddie Dillard. Finds Dodson. Her layup no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That foul is on Olivia Carlton. Now she's one of three players for Rural Special with four fouls. That's the sixth team foul in this half against the Lady Rebels. It will be at the free throw line, Marley Dodson for a pair. First shot is up and in. She is now 5 of 7 from the free throw line with 22 points. 5:45 left in the game as Dodson has one more free throw. The second one will roll around and will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Madison Coker. 63-39, Lady Panthers leading it. Carlton into the front court, gives it to Linville. Now back to Carlton. Carlton drills between circles, throws over to Sutterfield on the left wing. Her three-pointer is up and good. Cameron Sutterfield now with 9 points. 63-42, the Lady Panthers leading it. 5:20 left in the game. Here's McGowan with ball up top for Norfolk. Drills to the right side, gives it there to Stowers. Up top now to McGowan. McGowan will dribble toward the elbow, now down to the wing. Finds Rangel in the paint. Her jumper off the glass and in. Kinley Rangel with 4 points on the night. 65-42, Norfolk leading it. 5 minutes left to play. Coker across the half-court stripe, drills to the left side and going into the corner. And she's going to pull up for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Well, it looked like Sutterfield had it for a moment, but McGowan's able to knock it away. Quickly go back the other way for the left-handed layup. Good. Ivy McGowan now with 17 points, 67-42. Lady Panthers leading it. Here is Coker across the half-court stripe. Throws it to Sutterfield, who cuts towards the lane. Finds Perry there on the low block. Her layup, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Rangel for the Lady Rebels. Lady Panthers, sorry. Here is Dotson back the other way. She's going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Marley Dotson now with 24 points. 69-42. Lady Panthers leading it. 4:13 left to play in the game. Here is Sutterfield with the ball. Looks like Alana Hastings is going to check in the next available time for a rural special. Sutterfield has the ball knocked away, stolen by McGowan. She's quickly back the other way, going up for the easy layup. Good. Ivy McGowan with 19 points. And another basket for Norfolk, and this mercy rule is going to be in effect. 3:50 left to play in the game. 71-42, Lady Panthers with the lead. Ball goes over to Coker on the left wing. Coker is going to go up for the layup. No good. Dotson gets the rebound. She's quickly back the other way. Looks like she's about to go in for another layup. It goes off the glass and in, and now the mercy rule is in effect. This clock will not stop unless someone calls a timeout. 73-42, Lady Panthers leading at 3:21 left in the game. Coker across the timeline. Ball goes over on the left side to Sutterfield. Sutterfield's going to dribble towards the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Carlton. Her three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Rangel. She'll give it to McGowan, who will cross the timeline with it. Here is McGowan into the front court. Now we'll find Rangel there on the low block. Her layup off the glass and in. Kinley Rangel with 8 points, and it looks like Norfolk's going to take a timeout. 2:53 left to play in the game. It is Norfolk leading rural special 75-42. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, this is Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellow Mountain Home. Both teams cleared the floor during that timeout, and so they're just going to play subs from here on out as this clock's going to continue to run to a little less than 2.5 minutes left to play in the game. Foul's going to be called on Norfolk. It is on Micah Dwyer, her first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Lady Panthers. So at the free throw line for rural specialist Kaylee Avey, who is a senior on the team, her first shot is up and in. Second one will not go. Offense rebound is chased down by Ashlyn Roddenberry. Now ball goes down on the low block to Kaylee Avey. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by rural special. It will be Norfolk's basketball with 1:49 left to play. 75-43, Lady Panthers leading. So Norfolk will advance to the quarterfinals. They will play Friday afternoon at 4 against the winner of Thursday's game between Alpena and Strong. Ball goes up top with Ava Maple. Now over on the left wing, now it goes to Mesa Beavers. Maple's going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go, but will draw the foul and head to the free throw line. Kaylee Avey picks up her first personal foul. Now that puts Norfolk in the bonus for the rest of this game. 1:16, and the clock continues to run as Ava Maple will be at the free throw line. First shot is up, rolls around, and goes in. Well, Norfolk's bringing in another sub, and that's going to be Zhuwen Zhang as she replaces Mesa Beavers. Zhang is a foreign exchange student. Second free throw for Maple. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Rural Special. They just brought in a few more subs as well. Ball goes into the front court. That was Briley Morgan throwing it down in the corner now to Katie Goodnight. Goodnight throws it back up top to Briley Morgan. Now ball goes down into the paint to Melissa White. Ball knocked away, stolen by the Lady Panthers. 25 seconds left as the Lady Panthers are up 33. Here is Taylor Smith with the ball on the right wing. Throws it back down in the corner to Ava Maple. Maple has the ball knocked away from her. Norfolk's able to keep possession of it, though. Here is Manus with the ball on the right side. Has the ball knocked away from her. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Rural Special. 1 second left, and they're not even going to have to inbound it. This game is over, and the Lady Panthers will advance to the quarterfinals with the 33-point victory. Our final score, Norfolk defeating Rural Special 76-43. We'll check our numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Panther Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Did you know not taking care of your mouth can lead to many dental problems like bad breath, gum disease, cavities, sensitivity, and even tooth loss? The good news is these issues are preventable. At Dietley Dental Care, we are committed to your health and comfort. Schedule your dental checkup today and come see me, Dr. Christina Dietley, or my husband, Dr. Irvin Dietley. Let us work with you on preventing dental problems. Dietley Dental Care, great smiles start here.
Have you been wanting to clear that piece of property or get started on that new house? The place to get any project started is Dirt Slinger Incorporated. From clearing that land, installing septic systems, foundation work, you name it, Dirt Slinger can do it. Call 870-421-8794 today. Dirt Slinger Incorporated is proud of the Lady Panthers and coaches from Norfolk making it to the state tournament. Bring home that championship trophy.
Start to Start Recycling is proud to support the Norfolk Lady Panthers in this game. Start to Start Recycling's main goal is to be environmentally responsible. Start to Start believes they can have a positive impact on our environment. Start to Start offers easy and convenient curbside recycling pickup services for your home or business, as well as trash collection for county residents.